Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently cloudy, 30 degrees, and the wind chill is one below. Wichita road crews have been working 12-hour shifts to treat and retreat the roads after the rain and snow washed away the salt mixture. Wichita Public Works Director Alan King says he hopes the continuous treatments will help limit black ice conditions for morning commute.
We'll probably get the freezing overnight, and depending on how much water and moisture is on the roads, could be icy. Want to get that salt sand down for that. And then we'll just monitor the weather and see what we end up with and adjust our plan accordingly.
Winter storm moved out of our area last night, but drivers may still see some slick conditions in some areas this morning. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office has identified the man who was pulled from a pond in South Wichita earlier this week. He is identified as 50-year-old Fabian Ludlow. Sheriff's Office is still looking into the circumstances surrounding his death. Canadian plane and train maker Bombardier says it will shed 5,000 jobs and sell off two units as part of a 5-year plan to rein in costs, focus on rail and business jets, and reduce debt.
About 3,000 workers will be laid off in Quebec and Ontario, while about 2,000 cuts will be overseas. It's not known how many positions will be affected in Wichita. The company said it will sell its Q400 turboprop aircraft program to a subsidiary of Longview Aviation Capital for about $300 million, as well as its flight training business, which will go to CAE for about $645 million. The announcement comes after mass layoffs over the past 3 years, with about 14,500 positions cut around the world in the aerospace and railway divisions. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Officials in Northern California say the town of Paradise has been destroyed by a wind-whipped wildfire. Hundreds of buildings were charred as over 27,000 people were forced to evacuate. Resident George Rander says his neighborhood had been engulfed by fire early Thursday afternoon.
Houses are burning on both sides, unfortunately, and we're losing quite a bit, and there's no stopping it until these guys get a handle on the winds and they can get back in there.
The Butte County Sheriff says they've gotten several reports of fatalities, but because the fires are moving so fast, emergency personnel can't access some roads to confirm those reports. Florida's Republican governor and Senate candidate Rick Scott is accusing two counties in the state of election fraud, and he's taking legal action.
Republican Rick Scott sees his lead in the race to unseat Democratic incumbent Senator Bill Nelson shrinking as final ballots in heavily Democratic Broward and Palm Beach counties are counted. Scott announcing late Thursday he's suing the county, saying they're not following Florida law, and he's ordering law enforcement to investigate their elections offices.
Every Floridian should be concerned there may be rampant fraud happening in Palm Beach and Broward counties.
A spokesperson for Scott's opponent says Scott's actions appear to be born out of desperation, and it looks like the Senate race in Florida may be headed for a recount. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Chris Kobach lost his bid for Kansas governor, but his political approach could help him land his next political position, possibly, in the Trump administration. The Republican Secretary of State rode his national reputation as an advocate for tough immigration and voting rules to a job atop President Trump's short-lived election fraud commission. His name immediately popped up Wednesday after Attorney General Jeff Sessions was forced to resign. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Friday morning.
It's a good idea to be cautious on the roadways this morning. It doesn't look like things are too bad as far as traffic conditions are, but you could see, have some areas out there that are frozen and slippery. It is cold enough to do so. Watch out, especially bridges and overpasses. So a good day to be cautious on the roadways, but we're really not seeing too much trouble as far as that is concerned out there this morning. Traffic update, KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The system that brought us rain and snow in Wichita yesterday is on its way out. And with a gradual clearing sky, it's going to be breezy and cold throughout the day with a high 36. Clear tonight as Canadian high pressure builds in. Our low dips to 17, windy and 43 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky. We've got 30 degrees, northwest wind at 13, giving us a wind chill of 1 below. So, yeah, those are conditions for freezing out there. As Jad said, though, those streets are in pretty good shape. In fact, they've been working on them 24-7. Jad, what do you got? An accident?
No. I've got here the wind chill's 24.
Oh, you've got something different than me. I've got the National Weather Service.
That's what I've, well, we'll take a look,
we'll look at it.
Look at it,
because not one of us has, mine maybe hasn't updated. I'll have to look at it. Okay. Anyway, we can tell you this much, it's cold out there. We had a wet, gray day across south-central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 42 degrees, normal high is 60. National Weather Service reports only a trace of snow in Wichita. 5 inches common to the north. Talked to the guys at the National Weather Service this morning. McPherson, Marion counties just to the north of here. 5 inches is not uncommon up there. So, yeah, we've been talking about in our news this morning. You'll be hearing us talking about the fact that the our city crews, they started attacking this thing yesterday, and knowing that whatever scenario came up, Alan King and the people of Public Works had to be prepared because, you know, they were out yesterday. I could tell. I was out driving around, and my daughter said around noontime she came out of where she works, and a guy just spun out twice right in front of her.
Oh.
Two circles. So that must have been before they started treating that particular area because I think they've done a good job. Or over the streets, you come on residential streets when you come to work. Mostly, do you not?
I had no problem at any time yesterday or today.
Yeah, and if the residential streets are passable, then that's all you care about. Because, you know, the highways are going to be in good shape. The 54, the main drag coming through from Riverside this morning, it was in good shape. Had no problem at all. So. All right, this is Friday, November 9th, 2018. On this date in 1989, communist East Germany threw open its doors, allowing citizens to travel freely to the West. Joyous Germans danced atop the Berlin Wall. Oh, gosh, how many years ago is that? 10, 20, 30? Almost 30? No. Yeah, almost 30 years
ago. Pretty amazing.
And so there's a whole generation out there.
We take it for granted now.
We have no idea that Germany was actually divided after World War II.
For a half century.
Into four sections. Yeah. And Berlin had a wall going right down the middle of it. Now, the wall was put up by Khrushchev, the Russian. Well, the Russians put it up. They told the East Germans to do it because they were communists. They said to keep the free world out, but mostly was to keep their people in from escaping because everybody wanted to go from the east section to the west where the opportunity was. And for years, when you were growing up, the East Germans, it looked like they were back in the 50s over there in East Germany, all the buildings and everything. And the West German place is going crazy.
50 feet away in West Berlin, everything's normal.
Yeah. Same thing you got in Korea. You know, South Korea's going huge, and North Korea just, you know, they're terrible. So they built this wall, and Kennedy almost went to war over it. Truman almost went to war with it. They embargoed food coming in because Berlin is in the middle of the eastern zone, right? Am I okay on this? You had to come through the Russian zone to get to Berlin. So that
Which made things
if they cut
strange.
Off, yeah, if they cut off the ground traffic, you're screwed in there. So they did.
There was a time in history when we had to parachute in supplies and food.
It's called
Berlin.
The Berlin Airlift, which Harry Truman did in a creative. He and George Marshall cooked it up, and so for weeks and months we were flying stuff in, keeping Berlin alive. West Berlin, at least. It's an interesting. You know, this is not some light thing that happened there in 1989. For those of us who grew up in the anti-communist world, it was huge. And now they're just, Germany's just terrific. I mean, they're going great. The whole place is having a good time.
Yeah, and then the end of the 1980s, a culmination of Reagan and Pope John Paul II hammering away at communism pretty heavy.
Yeah, and George Bush, George H.W. was president at that time, was he not? Yeah, I think he was. Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, you go back to some things that those two together, a very subtle, well, not so subtle, but Reagan and the Pope, they were pounding on the door and saying, hey, it's time to for the communist world for you guys to shape up, because we're going to leave you behind. What is it worth? All right. Anyway, interesting date, 1989 that happened. Somewhere out there, there's a pretty good chance that someone is willing to adopt a donkey. There's also a chance that someone out there is willing to adopt an emu.
Okay.
But a donkey and an emu together? That's the problem.
That would be a very small subset, you would think.
That's the problem facing an animal shelter in North Carolina. The Charlotte Observer says the animals, a male donkey and a female emu, were rescued from South Carolina after their owner disappeared. Now, the shelter would love to find them new homes, but the catch is the shelter feels it should be the same home. A shelter official says when they tried to separate the animals, they threw a fit.
Okay, they're buddies.
The donkey crying, the emu getting frantic.
All right, well.
Officials say the two animals even sleep together. Now, this is a male donkey and a female emu sleeping together. And because of that, it may not be easy to find them a home that will accept them as a pair.
Well, there's got to be some sort of wildlife refuge sanction somewhere.
Some really liberal person on species mixing and whatnot. Yeah, somebody has got to take the donkey and the emu. It doesn't have their names here. I wish they had their names. I'm sure they got cute names.
I'm sure they do.
But maybe we could take them to the Sedgwick County Zoo, have their own little area there.
Wouldn't that be great?
Do a little
story,
research.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something going on there. Obviously, they're emotionally attached.
Somebody's got to use this for a little PR. Come on.
Yeah.
With Christmas coming up.
There's just two strange opposites, you know, of species, and they're attached.
They're buddies.
They're bonded. They're so attached. It's kind of like watching TV news and seeing all the anchors on there. They're all so different, and yet they're working together. Why did I use that analogy?
I don't know. Probably I'm not sure I understand it.
Probably because we visited Channel 3 yesterday and had a great time over there with the people from KSN. Anyway, that analogy is terrible. But anyway, here the donkey and the emu. I'm trying to come up with something because it's a very strange story. Okay.
Wally, we wish them the best.
Well, yeah, all our best. Wally Triplett, the trailblazing, you know this name?
It sounds familiar.
The trailblazing running back who was one of the first African-Americans drafted by an NFL team has died at the age of 92.
Man.
The Detroit Lions in Penn State announced Triplett's death yesterday. Triplett was the third black selected in the 1949 draft, but he was the first of those draftees to play in a regular season game. He played in 24 games for the Lions and the Chicago Cardinals. Remember the Chicago Cardinals? Then they were the St. Louis Cardinals. Anyway, in between there, but he went and served a little time in Korea.
Oh, my.
So this guy had a heck of a life story there. Wally Triplett. You know, you hear a lot about, when it comes to sports and the color line, you hear a lot about Jackie Robinson. But you don't hear a lot about the NBA
or the
NFL. No, the
NBA and the NFL don't really get some of that publicity.
And they had some things going on there in the 40s and 50s as well. All right. It's 6:18 now, Steve and Ted. It's time for Lead Off Sports with Ted Woodward. And Ted, I know the Chiefs are playing Sunday, and they're playing Arizona. Are they at home or are they on the road?
We were just talking about the Cardinals. That's who the Chiefs are playing. Arizona Cardinals in Arrowhead on Sunday.
Oh, they're at home. Okay, good.
Of course, the Chiefs always have a home game right around Veterans Day, and that's where we hit on Sunday. It's the Chiefs and the Arizona Cardinals. The Chiefs are tied for the top record in the league at 8-1. The Cardinals are one of the worst teams in the league this year at 2-6. Cardinals visiting Arrowhead for the first time in 8 years. Vegas has installed the Chiefs as a 16.5-point favorite.
That's huge.
Which in the NFL is just seismic. Chiefs still leading the league, averaging 36 points a game. Arizona has one of the worst offenses in the league. Since the Cardinals moved to Arizona, they have never won in Kansas City. Last time the Cardinals franchise won at Arrowhead, they were the St. Louis Cardinals. And the Chiefs have won 7 in a row at home. And, like we said, this is the annual salute to service game on Veterans Day, home game for the Chiefs. And even more special this year, Sunday marks the 100th anniversary of the armistice to end World War I. Of course, Kansas City is home to the National World War I Museum.
That's right.
So it all comes in right at the stroke of 11 on the 100th anniversary of Armistice Day. That's when coverage begins for Chiefs football.
11-11-11-11-11.
With Mitch Holtus and the broadcast crew begin their pregame at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Games kicks off at noon. And that'll all be right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Tomorrow in Manhattan, it's the Sunflower Showdown, KU visiting K-State. The winner will get out of last place in the Big 12 Conference.
Escape the cellar.
Unfortunately, yeah. The Wildcats are a 10.5-point favorite. This is the 116th meeting between these two. K-State has won the last 9 in a row. KU's last win in Manhattan over a Bill Snyder team was Bill Snyder's first year as head coach 29 years ago. Ever since then, he's beaten KU every time in Manhattan.
Wow.
KU also has lost 43 straight road conference games, dating back more than a decade. Live coverage on the KU Network begins at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Game kicks off at 11 a.m., and that's all on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. 17th-ranked Fort Hays State finishing up the regular season tomorrow, hosting Northeastern State. If Fort Hays wins, they will qualify for the NCAA playoffs. JUCO football wrapping up the regular season tomorrow. Butler Community College is on the road, visiting the number 2 team in the nation, undefeated Garden City. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for Butler football right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And in Hutchinson tomorrow at noon for a kickoff, you've got 8th-ranked Hutchinson Community College hosting Iowa Central. High school football, we're down to the quarterfinals in all classes for the playoffs tonight with some huge matchups. In Class 6A, you've got undefeated Derby hosting 9-1 Topeka tonight. Here in town in Class 5A, undefeated Wichita Northwest hosting Bishop Carroll. These teams met back in Week 1, and Northwest won on the last-second field goal. Now they rematch in the quarterfinals.
It'll be a battle.
In Week 11, yep. Should be interesting. Mays hosting Great Bend as well. In Class 4A, undefeated McPherson hosting Arkansas City. Goddard at Wellington. In Class 3A, how about 3A? Undefeated Scott City at undefeated Andale. And undefeated Pratt at undefeated Smoky Valley. 4-10-0 teams meet there in Class 3A to see who moves on. In Class 2A, you've got Phillipsburg visiting Conway Springs. Both undefeated. That kicks off at 6 o'clock tonight. You got some big high school football playoff games this evening. The Wichita State men's basketball team plays on the road at, well, they're in Annapolis, Maryland for the Veterans Classic, taking on Providence. That game will tip off at 5 p.m. today. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull will have live coverage of Shocker basketball on 103.7 KEYN. Then after the game, I'll be joined by Bob Lutz at Twin Peaks in East Wichita, 21st and Rock, for the Shocker Locker Room Show. The Wichita Thunder hockey team has a pair of home games this weekend downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. Tonight, hosting the Utah Grizzlies. Sunday at 4 o'clock, hosting the Allen Americans. The Kansas State men's basketball team plays its season opener tonight in Manhattan. 11th-ranked Kansas State hosting Kennesaw State. The Shocker women's basketball team is home tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at Koch Arena, hosting Missouri State. And it's a home weekend for the Shocker volleyball team, hosting Houston tonight and SMU on Sunday afternoon. Shocker volleyball team is 13th in the nation in volleyball attendance. Very busy sports weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Sports with Steve and Ted.
Jam-packed. 6:23 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He's going to talk about a very controversial wedding cake. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.